Toronto's one and only Zoomer Radio and Staying Alive. One of those big hits that instantly connects you to an iconic movie, right? In this case, Saturday Night Fever. You're listening to The Morning Zoom with Sam and Jane. And this is a very big movie day for the first time since 2019. The Toronto International Film Festival is back in all its silver screen and red carpet glory. Many, many superstars in town. And a superstar with us right now, too. Cameron Bailey is TIFF's CEO, and he joins the Morning Zoom. Welcome back, Cameron.
Thank you. Great to be back.
Hi, Cameron. Happy TIFF opening day. We're wondering what it means to you personally to have TIFF back the way it was in 2019 and all years prior.
You know, I can't tell you how exciting it is to be back, to be welcoming thousands and thousands of people coming to town for the first time in 3 years. We were, of course, very heavily affected by the pandemic. We got through it with a lot of support from many, many supporters, from the federal government to corporate partners to our audience and members and donors. Everybody came through. We're back, we're strong, and we can't wait to get it all started.
Yeah, that's awesome. So hearing and reading something about ticket purchase problems, and for someone who's never been to TIFF or wants to go back to TIFF this year, if they see that messaging out there and perhaps are hesitating about buying tickets, what can you tell us about what's going on? There's a bit of a log jam happening.
Sure. So we did have some technical difficulties with some of our on-sale dates for individual tickets, but also we were dealing with an enormous crush of people who wanted a handful of things. Remember, we have 200 feature films, 50 short films, lots of events at the festival to choose from, but some things generate a lot more attention than others, and there were a lot of Swifties, I have to say, who are very excited that Taylor Swift is coming to town for an onstage conversation and a screening of her film All Too Well in 35mm, and that was part of just the volume that we were dealing with on that day, and you know, we love that kind of excitement, but it does present a challenge.
So TIFF.net for all the information about tickets. Now, talk... Yeah, sorry.
If I can just say, there are tons of tickets available to tons of movies at the festival. Once you get beyond that handful that maybe everyone's already heard about, and you just find a movie that's going to speak to you, that's going to mean something to you, if you go on to TIFF.net, you'll find lots of great stuff to choose from.
Talk to us about the power of the Toronto audience. When you look at TIFF as a global event, how important is the Toronto audience to the filmmaking community?
Well, the proof is in the fact that this is the center of the film world for the next 11 days. People come from 63 different countries this year to watch films and to especially watch the Toronto audience watching films. Mm. If you're in the business of buying or selling movies, or if you cover movies as a journalist, you want to see how the TIFF audience responds, because we're known for picking winners. The Oscars, the many awards that happen at the end of the year and into early next year, they're often, first identified in terms of the leading contenders at our festival. Going back to movies like Slumdog Millionaire and before, and many others more recently as well, Jessica Chastain was here for The Eyes of Tammy Faye just last year and won one of our tribute awards and went on to win the Oscar for Best Actress. So that kind of thing happens. It starts in Toronto, and I think the whole film world and industry knows it.
What movie was the biggest get for you this year for TIFF? Like, what was the movie? Because you've been with TIFF forever, it seems. And I don't know if it's become easier for you and your team just because TIFF is now so well known the world over. But if you had to say there was one movie that was this really satisfying get, what would that be?
It's always hard to choose just one. I'm thrilled that, movies like The Woman King are launching at our festival, and Clement Virgo's brother is launching at our festival. But I have to say, we have never, in our 47-year history, had a movie from Steven Spielberg, acknowledged as one of the greatest filmmakers ever, and he's made his most personal film yet. It's called The Fabelmans, and we will be making the world premiere of that film on Saturday night, and that is an exciting moment for us. That is definitely a get.
I've got goosebumps.
Yeah, me too. I'm excited for this year. I'm excited to be, I love going to the movies, so this is just going to be extra special because we all get to be together again. And we thank you so much for taking the time. We know this is extremely busy days for you, so thank you.
Thank you. I'm excited for everyone to come back to the movies.
Cameron Bailey, CEO, Toronto International Film Festival.